Last week, Scotland was rocked by this surprise from its top politician, the First Minister Nicola Sturgeon.
Part of serving well would be to know, almost instinctively, when the time is right to make way for someone else. And so today I am announcing my intention to step down as First Minister and leader of my party.
Now Scotland is looking for a new head of government, and Sturgeon's party, the Scottish National Party, needs a new leader. It all comes at a turbulent moment in Scottish politics. There are tussles over gender affirmation and independence from the United Kingdom. John Boothman is monitoring all this. He is Scottish political editor for the Sunday Times. John, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for having me.
John, for our American audience, how did Nicola Sturgeon become such a stalwart in Scottish politics? What did she stand for?
Look, Scotland's a very small place. We are 5.5 million people. Nicola Sturgeon is 52 years old. She's been around in Scottish politics, believe it or not, since she was 16. She really is a figure who's been ever present in the lives of most Scots. After, funnily enough, her resignation, one radio host described her as part politician, part celebrity. So she's been around for a long time. Although really popular, it's worth saying she's a hugely divisive figure in Scotland. And the reason for that is because of that constitutional issue of independence, which now, since 2014, has split the country right down the middle. So for every person who liked Nicola Sturgeon, there was somebody else on the other side who didn't like her.
Well, I want to ask you about Scottish independence. Her party's main position is to break away from the UK, and Nicola Sturgeon touched on that battle in a speech last week.
The blocking of a referendum as the accepted constitutional route to independence is a democratic outrage. But it puts the onus on us to decide how Scottish democracy will be protected and to ensure that the will of the Scottish people prevails.
And just a step back for an audience far away, there was a big referendum in Scotland in 2014, and the campaign to stay in the UK prevailed. What has happened since then?
Since then, in 2014, there's been 8 elections in Scotland, and the Scottish National Party, the party that Nicola Sturgeon led, has won every single one of those elections. On that basis, they've claimed a mandate to have another referendum, and the UK government, a Conservative government, has said no. So frustrated did the Scottish National Party get that they went to the UK Supreme Court last year. They asked the court to rule whether Scotland could have an independence referendum through legislation in its own parliament without the UK government's consent, and the Supreme Court unanimously said that the Scottish Parliament did not have that power and needed UK government consent to have a referendum.
Can you also talk about some of the other issues that Nicola Sturgeon and her party have been grappling with? There's been a dip in the polls. There was a bruising fight over a gender recognition bill.
The gender recognition bill has been particularly significant. I think that was one of the reasons that tipped her over. Nicola Sturgeon's government proposed a new gender recognition bill with 3 different things to make it easier for trans people to change their legal gender, but also that would have meant in Scotland changing their legal sex. The Parliament and most of the parties in the Scottish Parliament supported these gender recognition changes. There was a big campaign outside the Parliament, and most of the public opinion polls that were taken during that period showed that the public was hugely against the reforms. Since then, what's happened is the UK government have blocked the bill. So it's been a very complex issue. I think that was one of the other things that contributed to Nicola Sturgeon's resignation.
And finally, John, briefly, with Nicola Sturgeon leaving the scene and no obvious successor, what does that mean for Scotland's future?
Nicola Sturgeon's going to be a hugely hard act to follow. The Scottish National Party, rather, will be hard pushed to find as good a communicator and campaigner as she was. We don't know yet exactly who's going to throw their hats in the ring, but I suspect there will be a generational shift. Someone in their 30s will probably be elected. The SNP has had only three leaders in the past 30 years. Maybe their next leader will have a much shorter shelf life than the previous ones.
That is John Boothman, Scottish political editor for the Sunday Times. John, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much.